Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik Ten Fit Talmud. Bechoros Chaf Ches, Bechoros 28a, pagination is 55. We'll start at the Mishnah, the last quarter of the page, in the beginning of a line. Hashochet is HaBechor, a person shecht, an animal that has firstborn status, Umare Esmumo, and then only after he did the Shechita, he showed a blemish that is a firm blemish, a mum kavua, to the Talmud Chacham to get a ruling. And in fact, the ruling is that it was, or it currently looks like a mum kavua, and you were indeed allowed to shecht the animal. But he did it wrong. He was supposed to first show it to the Talmud Chacham and then shecht the animal. Now, at first glance, one might think that that order alone is a problem, and that's not true. That's not really what we're after over here. The fact is that if we would be able to ascertain afterwards that it was a mum kavua in all cases, we would have been good, even though he did it incorrectly. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's going to be permitted. You ended up shechting an animal that is a firstborn after it had a mum, which is correct, because once it has a mum, it can't be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. In our time, for example, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. You would have to keep waiting until it gets a mum and becomes disqualified, and then you could shecht it. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, it's fine. It really did have a mum, even though you didn't follow due process. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Ha'ol v'nishchat shelo api mumcha osur. Rabbi Meir says that because you shecht it without proper authorization, it's forbidden. And we have to know what exactly Rabbi Meir is objecting to. Skip two lines, and let's start the Gemara. Omer Rabba Babar Chana, B'dokin sheba'ayin kulei amalo pligi de osur, if you're dealing with a certain type of blemish in the eye, which indeed would be a mum kavua and would qualify it for shechita because it disqualified it from being a karban in the Beis HaMikdash. So everybody would agree that if that's the problem that's being seen post-mortem after the animal is dead, that will not allow you to use the animal's meat. And the reason is simple. Mipnei shehen mishtanin, because that type of mum might not have been there during its lifetime and only appears because of the process of its dying, whether it's the shock or the process or whatever it is, but something in this could change from the time it was alive until current time. The words of Art Scroll in 38. The pain of death causes a physiological change in the eyes. Rashi by us, which is what that's based on, is mishtan and it changes, mipnei tsa'ar misa mishtana ha'ayin, because of the pain of death, the eye changes, v'af agav dahashta mischazi kavua, even though right now it seems to be a firm blemish that appears to have been there, yavechazi le'mechayim, if you saw it during its lifetime, have a mischazi over, it could be that it would have looked like a blemish that might go away. And that nuance of checking a blemish, whether it's going to stay or not going to stay, what level of a blemish is, you end up with a false reading once the animal's dead. And therefore, that mum, dokin sheba'ayin, does not qualify after death when you do the inspection because it's not an accurate read. And that Rabbi Barbar Chana says everyone agrees. Lo nechleku, when there was a machlokis in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, ela b'mumin shebeguf. If you have a blemish that's in the body, that does not change because of death. The Rab Meir Sava, Rab Meir holds Gazrin on Mumin Shabugufa to Dokin Shabayin, that there's a Gzera, a rabbinic legislation that we do not accept inspections after death, because there is one type of mum, Dokin Shaba'ayin, this blemish of the eye, that you would get a misread after death. And therefore, we don't accept any inspections after death. Make sure it was inspected during its lifetime and you got authorization to shech the animal. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, and Rabbi Yehuda says, that's all true by Dokin Shaba'ayin, by the blemish of the eye. But lo gazrin and mum shebegufa to dokin shebe'ayin, but you don't legislate against all blemishes because of this particular type that changes its appearance or sometimes changes its appearance during the dying process. The Gemara tells us, Tanya nami hachi, indeed, we learnt like this. Hashochet es habachor, a person shechts the firstborn, umare es mumav, and then first shows the blemish to a scholar. Rabbi Yehuda mabedokin shabayin asim pnei shei mishtamnin. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if it's dokin shabayin, that particular blemish could change, and that doesn't prove that it had a mum, and basically you shecht an animal that still had total kedushas bechor and was not supposed to be shecht. Mutter, but if it's blemishes of the body, it's permitted. Because those things do not change with death. Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir, the opinion who said that there is a legislation against all visuals after the animal's death because of Dokin Shaba'ayin, Echad Zeh Osir holds that both cases are forbidden, whether it's the Dokin Shaba'ayin case or it's the Mumin Shabaguf case. Skip a line, Mipnei Hamishtanin. They're all forbidden because of those cases of Mum which change. The Gemara in Amud Beis wonders, does it always change? Do you always get a false ruling? And the Gemara, about 10 lines from the top, says, a quote, Bav er eich bedokin shehin mishtanin. Come, I'm going to show you this blemish of the eye that it changed the way it looked. Medikom ala bav ve'er eich. Come, I'm going to show you. Mechlal de'ika de mishtani v'ika de la mishtani. Apparently, the Gemara says there are times it does change, times it doesn't change. And he was showing him an example of where it changed. And this is all part of the situation that the person put himself in by slaughtering the animal before it would be inspected. In Halacha, Simen Shin Yud in Yoredeya, Hashochet es habechor shelo al pi chacham, if a person shecht the firstborn animal without showing it and getting authorization from the scholar, afilu hireyu lechacham achakach, even if you showed it to the scholar afterwards, a matza b'mum, and he found a blemish, aser, it's going to be forbidden. Note, there's no mention of dokin shaba'ai in the specific ailment of the eye as a limitation to this ruling. Any blemish is going to be forbidden, but because we did the Gemara, we appreciate why. It's a rabbinic legislation. Blemishes that are on the body, you could detect whether it was there when it was still alive or not. But according to the ruling of Rab Meir, there is a legislation against this type of mum, otu, because of the misread that sometimes exists. I don't even know if it's often, but sometimes exists by the ailment of the eye that was described. Now, this concept that something might change after death, just off the topic, but to be aware, practical application regarding trefos, the blemishes that exist in a chicken, for example, of a broken leg. You have a case of tsumas hagidin, where you could have a damage that occurred during the lifetime of the bird and is such a significant blemish that it makes the animal a trefa. And if you found such a break, such a problem in a chicken, it would indeed be an indication, or might be an indication, that the bird is treif. On the other hand, the birds typically, after shechita, are placed on conveyor belts where the weight is on the legs and they could very well break from the agitation, etc. And we generally assume that if it has a good hashgacha, then such things have been addressed. And if a break comes through, it's something that happened afterwards. There are charts. I believe CRC has a specific chart of what it would look like if it happened during the lifetime. Typically, if it happened during the lifetime of the bird being alive would react to the damage and it would have a bruised presentation, as opposed to if it happens after the bird is dead, the animal's not alive, it doesn't start sending that type of reaction to the wound, because it's not a wound, it's not alive. And you might have reddish color, but it's not going to be bloodshot the way something that happened during lifetime would look. Another interesting consideration over here is Art Scroll translates Dokin Sheba'ayin with regard to cataracts in the eye. Whether that's the universal translation for Dokin Sheba'ayin, but it does remind us of a topic in Chulin where if something is defined as a blemish in the animal, in our case we're talking about blemish regarding bringing it as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. In Chulin, we were talking about blemishes that would render it a treifa, typically because it can't live for a period of time with such an ailment. But what would happen if you live in a time where science is able to intervene, medicine is able to intervene, and this thing can be repaired? Now, even using the word cataracts, it's not clear that it could be repaired. The way cataracts are done, they actually remove something and put something artificial in. So it might still be deemed a mum. But what would happen if there was an ailment that could be fixed? And at least to propose one possible approach in both treifus and mumen, if indeed it could be fixed, then it's fixed. If it's fixed, it's fixed. But until it's fixed, if it's a codified mum, if it's a codified treifa, then it has that halacha in its present form. Even though you know it could be fixed, and you want to call it a mum over, a blemish that can be removed, you want to call it a treifa that is lichios, that is going to live because I'm going to do the surgery. But in its current form, we have a psak that is its status. If you fix it, let's propose it'll be fixed. But until then, it has its current status. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.